Robles School District. Measure H. To modernize, construct and acquire classrooms and school facilities, replace portables and older schools with new permanent facilities, improve student safety, modern technology and classroom environments, and qualify for matching state grants, shall Robles Elementary School District issue $46,200,000 in bonds with legal interest rates, estimated annual repayments averaging $2.6 million through maturity, a projected rate of 5.8 cents per $100 of assessed valuation, annual audits, an independent citizens oversight committee, and no money for administrator salaries? Impartial analysis of Measure H. Prepared by County Council. Measure H, if approved by the voters, would allow the Robles School District to incur bonded indebtedness up to a maximum amount of $46,200,000. The proceeds from the issuance and sale of such general obligation bonds could only be used for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for school facilities. No funds derived from bond sales may be used for general school operating expenses, including administrator and teacher salaries, or for any purpose or project other than those expressly stated in the measure. Measure H lists the school facility improvement projects within the district intended to be financed by bond sales. To assure that funds are spent only as specified in the measure, Measure H requires, 1. The appointment of a Citizens Oversight Committee and 2. Completion of annual independent performance and financial audits. If Measure H is passed, the actual dates of sale and the amount of bonds sold would be governed by the district based on the need for construction funds and other factors. If Measure H is approved, the tax rates necessary for payment of principal and interest on any bonds sold will be largely dictated by the timing of the bond sales, the amount sold at a given sale, market interest rates at the time of each sale, although in no event greater than the maximum bond interest rate allowed by law, as well as actual assessed valuation of taxable property in the district over the term of repayment. Passage of Measure H requires approval by 2/3 of the voters voting thereon. A yes vote on Measure H means you wish to allow the district to incur bonded indebtedness. A no vote on Measure H means you do not wish to allow the district to incur bonded indebtedness. Tax rate statement. An election will be held in Robles School District, the district, on November 6, 2018, for the purpose of submitting to the electors of the district the question of issuing bonds of the district in the principal amount of $46,200,000. If such bonds are authorized and sold, the principal thereof and interest thereon will be payable from the proceeds of taxes levied on the taxable property in the district. The following information regarding tax rates is given to comply with Section 9401 of the California Elections Code. This information is based upon the best estimates and projections presently available from official sources, upon experience within the district, and other demonstrable factors. Based upon the foregoing and projections of the assessed valuations of taxable property in the district, and assuming the entire debt service on the bonds will be paid through property taxation, 1. The best estimate from official sources of the average annual tax rate that would be required to be levied to fund the bond issue over the entire duration of the bond debt service, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of the filing of this statement, or on a projection based on experience within the district or other demonstrable factors, is $0.058 per $100, $58 per $100,000 of assessed valuation of all property to be taxed. The final year in which the tax is anticipated to be collected is 2055-56. 2. The best estimate from official sources of the highest tax rate that would be required to be levied to fund the bond issue, and an estimate of the year in which that rate will apply, based on estimated assessed valuations available at the time of the filing of this statement, or on a projection based on experience within the district or other demonstrable factors, is $0.058 per $100, $58 per $100,000 of assessed valuation of all property to be taxed, and the year is 2019-20. 3. The best estimate from official sources of the total debt service, including principal of and interest on the bonds, that would be required to be paid if all of the bonds are issued and sold under the authorization, is $99,600,000. Attention of voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon projections and estimates. The actual timing of sales of the bonds and the amount to be sold at any time will be governed by the needs of the district and other factors. The actual interest rates at which the bonds will be sold, which will not exceed the maximum permitted by law, will depend upon the bond market at the time of sale. The actual assessed valuations in future years will depend upon the value of property within the district as determined in the assessment and the equalization process. Therefore, the actual tax rates and the years in which those tax rates will be applicable may vary from those presently estimated and stated above. Dated 07/19/2018. S. Ruben Reyes, Superintendent, Robe Law School District. Argument in favor of Measure H. We can all agree that education is the ticket to a better life for our children, and that we need to make investments now to ensure that our children get the education they deserve. Good schools make good communities, improve property values, and provide the academic foundation for Robe Law Elementary students to succeed in middle school, high school, and college. While the district has maintained our schools, our three oldest schools were built over 70 years ago and no longer meet current building and educational requirements. They served us well, but it's time to rebuild our schools to provide 21st century learning environments that will serve our students and neighborhoods for generations into the future. Measure H provides funding to reconstruct older facilities, providing all of our students with comparable classrooms to neighboring districts. Funds also replace portable classrooms with permanent facilities, build new facilities, and provide modern technology and learning environments for all students. Measure H will reconstruct Robe Law, Bell, and Taylor schools and modernize Glenwood to be more comparable with the new Main Avenue School. Modernize classrooms to provide students with improved learning environments to more effectively compete with students from neighboring districts. Upgrade lighting, windows, heating, and ventilation systems to reduce annual operating costs and improve the efficiency of classrooms. Make the district eligible to receive additional state grants for facility improvements. Improve student safety and security at all schools. Taxpayer safeguards are in place and require a Citizens Oversight Committee to protect taxpayer funds. Annual independent audits on all Measure H expenditures. We must continue to invest in our schools so all children have the same high-quality classrooms and facilities so local students do not get left behind. Please join us in voting yes on Measure H. S. Nuvia Cardona, local business owner, S. Dennis Boyd, Robe Law School Board President, S. Craig Deluz, Robe Law School Board Clerk, S. Sue Nicknig, parent of former student. No argument against Measure H was filed.